You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR production, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
Welcome to Key Facts with Grady Pettigrew, law and business for everyday living. And we're glad to have you with us today. We're going to talk about fitness as a business asset. For most business people, they don't realize that the key asset that doesn't show up on the balance sheet is the individual who owns and who works for the business. So the owners and their employees become an asset. Not like the term was used in slavery, but they become an asset because they're a valuable part of reading the mission of that company. And so as we start the new year, it's at least timely for us to talk about how fitness relates to your overall either strategic plan, mission, or your operational plan, because fit employees are more efficient. They're present for work. They have less, fewer days off work for illness. There are any number of consequences. But the fact of the matter is their brain works better than employees who are not fit. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, fitness as a business asset. And I'm pleased to have in the studio with me some experts on this issue of fitness from iResolve Fitness. And the first I want to introduce you to is Luan Coleman. Mr. Coleman, would you identify yourself and give some contact information on your center?
Okay. My name is Luan Coleman. I'm the owner, CEO, as well creator of iResolve Fitness. iResolve Fitness has been in existence for going on 3 years now. I initially worked at Nationwide Children's Hospital for 7 years, and that's what inspired me to create my own gym and to be able to help the outside people, you know, within the community. It's located at 449 East Main Street, right across from Mount Olive Church. So if you want to, you're more than welcome to come and join in.
Well, thank you, and I've been there to see it in operation. You've got a lot of equipment and a lot of people. And we also have in the studio with us Ms. Linda Andrews. Would you identify yourself?
Hi, I'm Linda Andrew. I'm one of the personal trainers, iResolve. I'm also a registered nurse at Ohio State and Grant Medical Center. And I also do figure fitness competitions. So thank you for inviting us here.
So you'll be there for the Arnold? Is that the kind of competition
No, I did. Yeah, I did the Arnold last year. I'm not going to do that this year. I'll do a show later on in May.
Okay, we're talking about the Arnold Classic.
Yes.
And that's fitness and health and athletics and all kinds of things. It's
pretty much everything.
But it's centered here in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes,
and is that in
the
February or March?
It's March. It's the first week of March.
Okay, but there are going to be thousands of people there in all different categories. You competed, and he said you did what in your competition?
I placed second last year in my master's class.
All right. So. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I guess then if we're going to find out what she does, what is your history in getting to this topic of fitness, Mr. Coleman?
Well, I initially started in fitness by playing football, you know, and using it as how would you say, anger management for myself.
All right. But I'm interested in where did you play football? Was it any place local?
No, it wasn't local. It was at Michigan.
They have a football team?
That is correct.
Not a very good one.
Well, okay. Enough of that. I guess I graduated from Ohio State twice, so I have to react in that way. But we're here to talk about fitness. In your business, you come in contact with people who are looking for their personal fitness goals and who may be looking for goals on a corporate basis. Tell us how that discussion develops.
Well, majority of my clients, it starts with their goal. Their goal become my goal. Because, you know, a lot of people set goals on I want to go on a vacation. I want to do it for my husband. You know, one of the things I try to direct it towards is self. Because the more they do it for themselves, the more they are more productive for the family, the work environment, their husbands. You know, it helps build relationships, you know, with everybody. Once that individual have a true understanding of why it's important to be fit, why, you know, their health is so important to their lifestyle.
Now, undoubtedly, you see people with in a lot of different circumstances. I don't know if you are working with former competitive athletes who come because they want to maintain a certain level, but then do you see people who just are totally out of shape and they need to do something for their health or other reasons?
Yes, a lot of them, you know, won't come to a gym because of, well, let me say, until the doctors say, you know, it's time to go to the gym and take care of your health. Diabetes is one of the big things within the black community, high blood pressure. But they won't come until a doctor tells them. You know, you can advise them, give them all the information in the world, say, you know, change this about your eating, whatever it may be. But they won't do it until something tragic happens. You know, and it shouldn't be like that with most people. I have people that are 400 pounds, and I have people that are competitive, like Linda. You know, I have a lot of teenagers that go to college that don't get the opportunity to work out right, you know, when they're in high school, because there's not enough coaches to watch over every one of them. So a lot of them are doing the exercises the wrong way, and that causes injuries. You know, with the kids, you know, so that messes with their career.
LaJuan should, sorry to interrupt, use me as an example, because I wasn't always fit.
That is correct.
LaJuan.
That is correct.
Well, tell us about your journey in this.
About, say, 3 years ago, I was 60 pounds overweight, and I couldn't lose the weight, and I was going about it as how a lot of people, we try to exercise without changing our eating habits. And so I started with iResolve and changed. LaJuan helped me change my eating habit and also with how I exercise and my overall view of health, fitness, and exercising. You know, really, he really helped me change my whole thinking, how I ate, how I exercised, and made it fun because I hated working out. And so with that, with his help and his encouragement, I lost the 60 pounds and I got into doing the figure competition. So it doesn't mean that everybody that does this need to compete. It's just a passion that I found.
Okay, but now you're a registered nurse.
Yes, sir.
And with the information that you have, you found the need to go to a fitness expert to help you deal with the weight problem and just some conditioning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just
well, how does that happen? How do you've gone to all those classes. You
well, yeah, but I'm a human, too, and I love to eat. Just the kind of work that we do is very stressful. I work night shift 12 hours. And with you'll find out with a lot of nurses, it's a very stressful and it's a very fast-paced job. I do critical care trauma, and so they be 8 out of that shift, 12-hour shift, I'm on my feet. And what happens when I get a time to sit down, I want to eat because I'm tired. So, and then working night shift, I want to eat and then go to bed. And then I'm so tired. But what people fail to realize that if you incorporate a good, healthy eating diet and exercise program, it'll actually give you that energy to where you sleep better and you just feel better about yourself.
Well, I know that this is a discussion that's very important because it's all over the news, the media, the every aspect. We just had a chef, Paula. Not Paula Deen.
Exactly. I can't remember her name.
But she has all this high-fat cooking, and now she's
diabetic.
Released that she's mm-hmm. diabetic. And so now she's going to protect the brand, she's going to talk about how you can eat tasty food with a little less fat and, mm-hmm. and sugar and what have you. So it is everywhere. A lot of people have and need to be concerned because when they start doing the underwriting for health, one of the questions they're asking, what have you already been diagnosed with? Mm-hmm. Diabetes, high blood pressure, yeah, whatever. But if you're a 400-pounder, and we want to get back to the 400-pounder, you're going to have problems, okay?
Yes, sir.
I need to tell our listeners about a conversation with Dawn Karima. It's a talk with artists, musicians, authors, educators, community leaders, scientists, and more. That's on the regular menu of this program, which deals with ties to nations and peoples all over the country, and I guess a number of them have been in Canada. And it's relevant and respectful conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Listen for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Let me go back to this 400-pounder. If you go in to a business and they're talking about a fitness program for the company, for the employees there, how do you lay that out? What do you tell them?
Are you asking about how do I deal with a 400-pounder?
We're not
just
the
company.
The company. The company is saying we have a concern about fitness for our employees. What's the conversation you have with them in response to that concern?
Initially, I start off with trying to find out what do the company provides in the beginning. You know, far as do you offer anything? You know, do you offer them healthy food choices within the company? Because most companies got vending machines, cafeteria full of food, fattening food. Everything in there is, you know, pretty much geared towards not helping the individual lose weight or helping the employees lose weight, but geared towards just feeding them, like, you know, Linda working at night. If she go to the cafeteria, nine times out of ten, she's going to have Wendy's, mm-hmm. fried food, mm-hmm. or things like that, instead of making a smart choice because she's tired. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the first things I ask
And
about.
You do get that boost of energy from sugar or from the
right.
bad foods.
Right.
It will give you a quick boost.
That is correct. It give you a quick boost, but in all reality, it's going to bring you back down. As well as when she go to sleep, she going to sleep with all this fat and sugar in her system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where diabetes develop at, high blood pressure and things like that. Everything comes from what we eat. So that's the first and foremost. That's what I start with. And then second, I ask the employees, you know, do the employees go out? Do they have a walking path? Somewhere to go? Mm-hmm. Most companies don't. Most companies... how would you say they get their employees a half an hour, maybe an hour for lunch? And if they come back sweating, then it's a problem. You know, instead of encouraging them to say, all right, I'm going to give you an hour lunch break, half an hour to walk around, you know, a path or walk through the building, half an hour to eat and still be productive. You know, most people, if they're stressed out at work, they don't have nowhere to vent. So I'm going to eat. You see, it's a lot of different things and key components that play a role in people being obese at work.
Okay, let's go back to the, you're talking about the resources, and there are some companies that have resources. Grange Insurance down on South High
mm-hmm.
Street has, you can see it up there, this whole fitness center, machines and everything, and it's right up front so you can see it from the street. There's a company up in Worthington has a walking path out around the a pond that would undoubtedly help with what you just mentioned, this stress release, because it's outdoors. It's
right.
So what do you find when you go to most companies? Do they have resources that focus on fitness or wellness?
Well, I think it's a growing thing nowadays within companies because it helps the company with their insurance. The more healthy the employee is, the more productive they are, the less days off work they take, less stress within the workplace. So a lot of companies are doing that. You know, Nationwide Children's Hospital, they're doing an excellent job at it. They create new programs within every 90 days. They got some type of new program.
Focused on fitness of their employees.
Focused on fitness on their employees.
So they're delivering health care to the kids who go there, but they're also now focusing on helping
their employees.
Okay. In this situation, we've talked about the employees. Tell me what you see regarding the health and fitness of the owners. Because in some of these companies, it's only one or two people, right? I mean, it's we're not talking about a lot of.
That, believe it or not, that's where a lot of the problem lies at, within the owner of companies.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Because a lot of owner of companies don't care about health. They care about business. So, for instance, I'm going to use not a name of a company, but a company where all the managers in a company that oversee the other employees care less about their employees working out. You get your lunch break, and you come back to your desk. You sit down. They didn't care about it, and that's where the problem lies. So if I'm stressed out because I got to hurry up and eat and get back to my desk, then I'm going to eat fast. I'm not going to eat right. I think most employees, most managers, owners of companies should encourage this within their employees, because it's a big thing, and it starts with the head. If it starts at the top, then it's going to trickle down.
Mm-hmm. But are you finding resistance with the owners to relating to the fact that they have physical or health limitations themselves that they need to address, and then to be able to go on to helping their employees?
Yes. Are they resisting? Yes.
Why are they resisting? What are they telling you?
A lot of people believe they are in shape. A lot of people that believe that, you know, I might be just a little bit too fat, or, you know, nothing. Like I say, nothing's wrong with me until a doctor says so. Mm-hmm. You know.
So that's really a big key. So, tying together, okay, you're saying that when the doctor says it, you're threatening a heart attack, your blood pressure, threatening a stroke, whatever, then people sit up and pay attention.
Most definitely. Most
All right,
definitely.
So tell me what the age range is that you're encountering. Now we're looking at the business owners now. What ages are you coming in contact with?
You can say between, I'm going to say 58. Well, I'm going to say 27 to 58. That's the ranges, because you got a lot of the younger people who are developing their own companies now. They're not geared towards fitness right now. They want to become what they've seen their parents become. The older ones care less about fitness, you know. They just want to make sure the company's being productive, but not really looking at the employee and seeing that you can be even more productive if you keep them healthy.
So when you sit and talk with them, you said, Ari, you're about making money, being productive.
Mm-hmm.
This really is a strategy that can make you more productive. What happens in response to that presentation?
You have a lot who sit and listen, and then you have a lot who don't have the time.
The ones so who even listen to that?
Yeah, a lot. The ones who sit and listen, they listen to the bigger picture. You know, a lot of people think when you come into a company that offer fitness or some type of wellness program, you're coming in here to ask for money. In our reality, I'm coming in there to save you money. Because if I can get everybody in this company fit and in the best of health, then that means something in your insurance package is going to change. Because 9 times out of 10, if a mother or father works there, then their family is on that same insurance package. Mm-hmm. So the more healthy the parents is, the more healthy the kids at home are as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it saves money for the company, not, you know, asking for money.
Well, Ms. Andrews, you have talked about not only working and achieving some goals, but then becoming competitive. What do you encounter when you're talking to people, nurses that you may work with or others, about the reluctance they have to this fitness plan for themselves?
A lot of them is time management and changing their diet. That's what I struggle with, is I don't have time to do this. I have to, you know, I don't know if I can fit it in my schedule, and then if I can't do that diet, and yeah, that's a lot of excuses that I get.
Well, I know that one of the biggest problems we have in this country is that most of the food that is readily available is high fat, high salt, high sugar, mm-hmm. What else? High something else. It's it. And for many of the items, they have long shelf life. We were joking about the Twink, the Hostess bankruptcy, that they could just put their product in a warehouse because nobody knows when it was made. Just store it for the next five or 6 years and then bring it out.
Right.
But I mean, if it weren't so serious, it would be really funny, right?
Right.
Because the fact of the matter is, this is it's a natural human response to consume food.
That is correct.
Consuming bad food is something that we really do have to do with. I need to tell our listeners that they're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and the home of Brother K, Educating to Liberate, on Conversate in the AM. Get your lucky number at 11:11 a.m. Monday and Friday. Stay right there. We'll be back to talk about fitness as a major business asset for any of the entrepreneurs who are listening. Right on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. I'm lucky to grow up where I could be whatever I want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
This is Key Facts with Grady Pettigrew, Law and Business for Everyday Living. And welcome back. We're talking today with two experts on fitness, but the reason we're talking about fitness is because we're approaching it as a business asset. Key Facts is a show focusing on law and business for everyday living. And for many entrepreneurs, the principal asset of their company is the individual who started the company and who does the work every day. They may have two or three that help them, or they may have 300 or 400 that help them, but they still start with that person who provided the spark. And so we have in the studio Mr. LaJuan Coleman of iResolve Fitness and a nurse who also works with iResolve, Linda Andrews. And I wanted to ask you as we come back, do you work with both men and women as a fitness or trainer?
Yes, mostly I work the people that come to me are mostly women, but yes, I do work with men as well.
Do men and women approach this whole issue of fitness differently in your experience?
Yes. Women first are more, we tend to put our families first, especially women with children, and so sometimes that affects, you know, when they exercise, how they exercise, if they exercise, and a lot of women are concerned about changing, how changing their eating habits will affect that of their families, and so they struggle with that, like, you know, if I start eating this way, how am I going to balance that with cooking for my family? And then a lot of men are just, they're habit is, you know, can I incorporate drinking beer or, you know, you know, what about football night, boys night, you know, I can't, you know, what happened? So that's the difference that I find there.
Well, it's an interesting thing because this is an aside, I guess, but the food that's given to babies out of the jar, many of them have extra sugar. Not because the baby requires the extra sugar, because the adult who tastes the food wants to know that it tastes like pears or whatever.
Right.
And they're doing a terrible number on the kid because pears taste good by themselves.
Right.
All you do is, you know,
right.
And it's an interesting thing because, like you just said about the nutrition, it's the meal that the mother puts on the table
right.
that is going to be consumed.
That's right. Correct.
So if you put on high fat, high sugar, high, you know, high salt, you're delivering a knockout to your family,
right.
even
household.
Though to the whole household.
Right.
That's right. That's a good distinction. Well, then I guess in this process, do you end up having to deal with nutrition as well as physical exercise?
Yeah, I always tell people, regardless whether male or female, that diet is 90% of your fitness program. If you can't you can't guarantee results without changing your diet. You can't say, I've been working out with you for a month, I haven't seen anything, but you're eating McDonald's and Wendy's. No, diet is 90%.
So we are what we eat.
Yes.
All right.
And can I kind of say something on that? A lot of people are scared when you say diet. So one of the things we use nowadays is a meal plan.
Meal plan.
Changing your way of eating. Because a diet is something that, you know, like when Linda's preparing for a show, she do a diet. Helping someone and one of the clients change, we're going to give you a different way of eating. Because, you know, society got us believing that McDonald's and everything is so good. When you walk in a grocery store, everything is colorful. We want to taste it.
Mm-hmm.
We buy it because there's a lot of color on the box.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, it turned out to be crappy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, okay. You know, so it's just more of a meal plan type thing.
Also, cost factors in for especially women, not so much men as I find out.
Mm-hmm.
Eating healthy is a little more expensive than bad eating. It's cheap to eat bad.
Isn't that an interesting
thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I go and get something that has no sugar added, I have to pay more than if I get the one that has sugar
exactly.
added.
Exactly. Natural, organic,
right.
is way much, yeah.
Mr. Coleman, we've discussed the fact that you go and you make presentations to companies. You also do the individuals. What are the barriers that you encounter to bringing people into a fitness program that you might design for them? The company or the individual?
A company, and most companies, you know, like I said, the biggest barrier is mostly management. But I think the way I present the proposals to them, or sometimes I even offer free service just to show them what I have to offer and how effective it can be for their company. You know, the money thing, you know, the monetary value is always a big problem. But I think if I can show you firsthand, which with most places I do, give out some free classes, talk to the people. Because a lot of employees work all day and may never talk to the person sitting next to them. A lot of employees sit and don't really know who their boss are. But a trainer like me can come in and we can do 10 jumping jacks, get your heart rate up, get you excited, a couple squats and some lunges, and I ask you how you feel, you'll tell me almost your whole lifestyle, everything it is about yourself, because you have a moment to say, wait a minute, this guy just affected my life, just in this small period of time. And you come to find out, you know, a lot of people think they're healthy until they do something real simple, using your own body weight. Mm-hmm. They're tired now. Why am I tired? You know, they're curious about self. Mm-hmm. So once you get them to talking, you can get the employees to ask their boss, can you provide this for us? Can you help us with this? What we got to do to keep this guy in here?
Right.
You know.
All right, let me share this word with our listeners, and we're going to go back because I want to know how you measure commitment to health in the business setting. Blood sugar and fears, PSA, the type 2 diabetes is a serious chronic health threat in America. It affects tens of millions of people. Many people who have the disease don't know they have it. Diabetes can cause health problems such as heart disease, strokes, amputations, and blindness. Mm-hmm. Talk to your doctor, get screened if you're at risk, and learn how to avoid becoming one of the millions of new cases of diabetes each year. You can help prevent type 2 diabetes. This is a message from the CDC and the HHS, the Health and Human Services. The problem is even worse than that message, because in the African American community, we're seeing greater onset of diabetes among middle school and young teenagers, where that wasn't a problem. We got kids wearing 4X, 6X, I don't know about 10X, but these shirts that are just too big because they're still based on a human frame that should be in a medium, large, or extra large. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we're ignoring the consequences. Mm-hmm. Just the one aside, I had a friend who was a star basketball player in Chicago, high school level, then played in the college level. And his son was playing with the games where you do your thumbs in, you know, like a game box or something.
PlayStation.
And he's talking about how he was doing this and doing that. And he said his son didn't even, he's 11 years old, his son didn't even put the two together. That wasn't really playing basketball. And he said, I cannot do this. I cannot let my son grow up in my house, and I know about basketball, and let him think that playing on a PlayStation is the same. And so he said, we turn off the TV and went out and started shooting baskets, which is a different thing. Even if you put it down a little bit for an 11-year-old, it's still different from doing it with your thumbs. Let's go back to the issue. You've gone in, you've talked to the owner. The owner allows you to talk to the employees, and they say, this is something we need to do. It doesn't matter whether it's to get a lower rate when they start to have the insurance underwriting or whatever. But what is the requirement of commitment to health in order for them to take those steps?
I think the requirement of commitment for most owners, if you really, 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 care about your employees, is to ask them what they want. You know, that's one of the things, like I say, everything is so much, it's business is good. Running a business is excellent. But if you have no one networking, if you have no personality to the employees that's within the place, then how you know if you're getting a real commitment for us when it comes to work? But if you start showing these employees that you care about who they are as individuals, then you'll see even more commitment from these employees. And when it comes to fitness and people committing to their self, she commit to go get her hair done when she needed it done, right? Most people commit when they want to go shopping.
Right.
When you show somebody that they're out of shape or it's a possibility that they might develop diabetes somewhere down the line, they stop and they think, and they start committing to self. You know, they start believing in a higher power, believing in God, you know, realizing that my temple was created for a reason, and I got to take care of this.
Okay, you're going to go religious on this.
Hey, I take it biblical. Yes, I do.
I got to warn you.
Yes, I'm. You know, it starts with him, so.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Well, in this process, I take it, because what you said a few minutes ago, that people share a lot of information about themselves, but also because you have a trained eye, you see a lot of stuff when the people start huffing and puffing and backing up to the back of the room. You can read that in terms of both level of fitness as well as some things that they're concerned about.
Yes.
So then how do you deal with the individuals? Let's say you have a class and there are 10 people in the class. How do you deal with the individuals in that class?
Once again, I go back to the Bible. That's like the one sheep in 99. Hmm. Everybody in that class is important to me, all 10. And if I can't give all 10 the same amount of attention, then I'm not doing my job. I go from person to person to person till we get right. Most trainers, they work on time. Me, I have to be on time, but I don't work on time. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to my gym right now, there's not a clock up in there because we don't sit and watch the clock.
Okay.
Your workout ain't over with until it's over with.
Yeah, there's no clock in the gym.
Well, that's interesting because I'm thinking about the rehab center and the fitness places that I've been where not only is there a clock, they tell you, you warm up and now we're going to start the cool down, and it's all based on what the clock says.
It's all based on the clock instead of the individual, and that's the one thing we believe in over there. If you don't put what you got into that person, what's the point in asking them to come in the door? What's the point of me coming in front of a class of 10 and I'm not going to be committed to them, you know?
Well, in this process, do you have measures that you can report as measures of success? When you go in and you do your thing, can you point out this is what the results were?
Well,
I guess we won't use you as an example because he's probably going to count you as a success.
Well, believe it or not, my success stories don't... like most trainers say you lost 15 pounds. First of all, I don't like the scale because it depresses people when they get on the scale. Mm-hmm. And that they don't understand the fact that when your body starts developing muscles, you might lose 15 pounds and then gain 2 back.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if that 2 pounds is going to discourage you, that's not a way for me to measure you. Go get a pair of pants out your closet that you ain't had on since high school. And when you can get in them pants, you can come tell me I got my favorite jeans back on.
Mm-hmm.
That's my measurement of success.
Mm.
When you can go come in and say, I went and ran around the track, football track, while I watched my son play football instead of sitting in the bleachers, that's how I measure success.
Mm-hmm.
When an individual can come in and say that they felt good, just in general, that right there,
mm-hmm.
I'm all right. Mine start. I don't go by the numbers of how much weight you lost,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, I think that's what's wrong with the fitness world. Now we measure it on stuff like that. It's like we gotta do it this way. No, I think personality is everything. When a person come in and feels so much better
mm-hmm.
about themselves, then my job is done.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the biggest problems with most people. They are depressed, insecure about self, you know. Most of the women that come and work out, they work out because I want to keep my husband. Mm-hmm. When a woman come in and tell me, that true story. I had a young lady come in, I taught her how to box.
Mm-hmm.
And she boxed, she learned how to box real good. One day her husband came home from work angry. Because the people at work did to him. And he ended up coming in the house, kicking his shoes off. She said, can you pick your shoes up, hon? Get out of my face. All I asked you to do was pick your shoes up. He grabbed her. She hit him because she learned how to box. Right? And this is the good part of the story. She hit him. He grabbed her again. And now she work out. So she's stronger now. Then he let her go. He went in the other room. He came back. He said, baby, I'm sorry. That was not me. Can you take me to the hospital now? I think I done threw my back.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying? So that right there was a success story to let her know. And he, too, came and started working out with her.
All right.
So it affected the whole family in a positive way.
So really, in terms of your approach to this, you're dealing with the mind, the body, and the spirit from the perspective of a fitness expert. But when you start measuring the success, you can do it in terms of how people feel about themselves,
mm-hmm.
the change in the size of their clothing, because you're saying if they go back to a smaller size, that's a success mountain.
Yeah, right there.
And also the fact that while they're doing whatever they're doing, you mentioned with the family or at work,
mm-hmm.
they're doing it better than they do when they're not fit.
Right.
Well, we've got to have a message here, and we want to remind our listeners they're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. We go where you go. Lock us in on your smartphone or tablet. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com for details. Stay right there.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcast for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
Job School Day students, community. High 7 the classroom, 1,000 America attendance. Quit variety, they have reasons. Job like to get. Baby raise, relative help and elderly. Happening local on, it's a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. 7,000 high school students drop out every school day. Stack their desks one atop the other, and it's a pile more than 17,000 feet high. Go to boostup.org and learn how you can help. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
This is Key Facts with Grady Pettigrew, Law and Business for Everyday Living. And thank you for being with us. We're talking about the issue of fitness, and this is as a business asset, fitness as a business asset. I need to give a shout-out and a thank you to Gerald Smallboy of Rocky Boy, Montana, for composing our theme music. He shared both his talent and his initiative in doing that, and we're very appreciative and hope you enjoy hearing those notes from him. We've been talking about this fitness issue in the context of business, and even for the owners, the businesses start with the impact on family. Let me ask you, Ms. Andrews, about how you see this fitness agenda impacting families.
I think if we want to say in a positive way, when we'll start with a woman, use women. When a woman changes her whole fitness program, and that means a whole different lifestyle change, the nutrition aspect changes, her diet is improved, she's working out on a regular basis, I think that gives her more energy, her whole attitude towards her husband, her family, her significant other, her kids improves. And when that happens, the kids and their husband, significant, they see that. And so then they start asking questions, and then, you know, kids and even husband look up to their partners and their mom and a dad, and then they want to do what mom and dad do. So I think in that positive light that impacts a lot. And I say I had a client that she started changing the way she ate, and she would bring her, you remember Charlene, she would bring her kids, and they were all positive about going to work out with mom. And, you know, and she said she'd have her food in the refrigerator, and they were all about trying out her food, and they liked it, even, you know, and she was surprised, and they start. So that, you know, it brought the whole family together. So I think in a positive light, that's a big influence, relationship as far as family.
And whether we recognize it or not, women do have a major impact in setting the tone in the home.
Exactly.
What's going to be put on the table.
And so we're really the boss of the house.
The backbone.
All right. But, you know, the interesting thing, a few weeks ago, I had a mother of young children tell me that in her personal fitness response, when her children asked her to take them to McDonald's, she said, first we have to go, and they would go to a park and walk. Then after we walk, we'll go to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids said, let's go walk so we can go to McDonald's. So we didn't deal with culture shock where they would just cut off McDonald's.
Right.
Okay? But she was putting a good healthy quotient in there, because even if they don't burn up all the calories they would get from McDonald's, they still are developing an attitude that says you got to do the math. Do some exercise, then consume, and you're going to be better off.
Calories in, calories out.
All right. Now, I know that you're interested in this, not just in terms of your center, but in terms of our community, and I'm describing the urban community or the African-American mm-hmm. community. Why is this an important agenda for the wider community to deal with fitness?
Mainly because of the kids. As she said, the kids, they do what we do. So if they see us eating bad, they eat bad. So if you take a manager of a business and they start getting healthy, the employees get healthy. That means mothers and fathers getting healthy. That means the kids is getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a trickling effect. You know, it trickles down. You know, a lot of the times I sit up and watch the news on TV, and they always talk about the taxes and Obama and how they're taking money out of the kids, you know, college funds. But no one is ever really talking about how bad we are feeding our kids, how the kids ain't making it to 15 years old. By the time they turn 10, they're 200 pounds. That's ridiculous, you know, and so basically, within the black community, what we're doing is we continue to feed the kids. So, in our reality, we're taking away from these kids' future.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're really taking care of them, but we're taking away from their future. You know, we're not allowing them the opportunity to go through school without kids picking on them. That's why you see bullying as a big thing. You know, everybody look at, all right, the kid is fat. But there's so many more things that come with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you take a kid that's fat and a kid that's on the football team. The kid on the football team is accepted by everybody. The kid that's fat, he's the one that's getting picked on. So that means his self-esteem is low.
Mm-hmm.
Never get the opportunity to develop into the individual he should be. So, it plays a big role in our future, mm-hmm. because they are our future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, from an interesting standpoint in terms of information, there are people who don't even know the nutritional value of an Irish potato.
Mm-hmm.
Just the potato itself. Now, we haven't put anything on it yet.
Right.
And they think that when they get a bag of potato chips, they're providing their family with potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a totally different
thing. Totally different.
Totally different. And until you start loading it up with butter and whatever else, that potato is a source of all kind of nutritional value.
Yes.
You know, and we have a joke about the food that my grandparents fixed, and right. therefore my parents fixed, because my grandparents in the South, first, it was fresh. Second, it was natural. They didn't know anything about any food that wasn't natural.
Right.
And as a practical matter, it tastes good. So when we had meals, they were substance, they were to stick to your ribs, but it also satisfied you. And so my parents cooked that way and fed us that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that a lot of people, it's unfortunate they don't have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
That they think that the beans that Taco Bell serves, the refried beans, is the same as pinto beans that you have cooked and mashed, and and you're even if you want to put the Mexican stuff with it, you know, salsa or whatever, you're going to have a totally different result when you eat those that come from the natural, you know.
Right.
So I know that this is a part of the information for sharing, because it is such a critical issue for our community, because what it says is we're going backwards.
Right.
You have young kids dealing trying to manage diabetes as a teenager. That's a bad thing, you know, and I don't know. From my perspective, we have so many things that start with business leaders.
Yeah, that is
correct. Not just in their office, as we were talking before. When they go to church, they're still recognized as a leader. So they start talking about nutrition, the people in that church are going to listen to them.
Right.
If they go to club meetings or the fraternity or sorority, wherever they go, people are going to listen to what they have to say because they have a position of leadership.
Right.
And as you pointed out just a moment ago, excluded from the conversation is the issue of fitness and or wellness.
Right.
And on a national level, they say we got a Secretary of Agriculture in the federal government, and what we read is what we really need is a Secretary of Nutrition.
Mm, that is
good.
Good
point.
That is
because
correct.
We're the agriculture. They sell all this junk and
it doesn't matter.
You put it in, and then it takes thousands of dollars to try and correct just a little bit of an excess.
Right.
I need to remind the listeners that today we have. Mr. Luan Coleman, owner of iResolve Fitness, and Linda Andrews, who is a fitness counselor there and also a registered nurse, in the studio. And our topic, again, is fitness as a business asset. As I said in the introduction, it doesn't show up on the balance sheet. If you have fit employees who are alert and attentive, you're going to get a return on that investment. They're going to do a better job. With our audience, you think about the Nation of Islam. Did you ever see any the Fruit of Islam that were overweight and looked like they were on the show?
No. No,
wonder why.
They're always walking.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Not exercise.
Yeah.
Not a baby.
But right. So we have an important issue in the community. You're presenting one perspective, and that is how to approach this fitness issue for yourself, and then you're saying it spills over. It spills over to the manager, from the owner to the managers, to the employees, to their families, and then on to the community. So it really is a no-risk, high-return investment.
That is correct. That is
correct. And have you set any goals or objectives for the 2012 year as to how you're spreading the word or how you're going to continue to preach this particular sermon?
Well, I have a lot of goals. I'm doing them slow. I'm not trying to overstep my boundaries, but I'm going to do everything in my power to reach as many people as I can. You know, with the Afro-American Male Walk, I have a lot of other projects that we've been putting together. Even if I had to stand out in the middle of the street with one of the muscle bound suits on, just for people to pay attention, I'll do that too as well. Because, you know, it's a big issue. And the bottom line is, you know, it's not about money. It's about saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always, and I go biblical again, we always want to be that much like, more like Jesus. But this is the closest I can come. I can't say I can save a life. But I can say I can help save life.
Sure. And also the whole issue of the quality of life is so important.
Right.
We have right now, violent deaths. Unfortunately, in the urban community, many young people die of gunshot wounds and right. stabbings and all
right.
that. But around the issues, you mentioned a moment ago, the youngster who's out of shape and too big, and how the acceptance is so different from them against the competitive athlete. And I'm not talking about they have to be a superstar. They're just on the team.
Right.
They have a lot different response. And the fact of the matter is, it's a matter of personal determination as to which model you're going to serve. You are providing that information, and people are choosing it. we didn't ask about this. I'm sure you provided, and some people say, no, I don't have time for it right now.
Right.
When I get my company on its feet, I'll be able to do that.
Right.
And unfortunately, you hear about some of them from the hospital beds and from different medical experiences.
Right.
Because this fitness issue is under-recognized and, yes. and often ignored. And the consequences of the positive attitudes that you're talking about can be at every level, 24/7, at every level. Sleeping well, you mentioned anger management. We didn't even get back to that. But the people who know about biofeedback and how to address those issues themselves, just calm down, just stop,
right.
and calm down, and can immediately, you do the check their blood pressure, and the points drop immediately they go into it.
Right.
But a lot of people don't even know, so they think the only way you can do with that is take another pill, and that's, you know, it's not that...
One pill can lead to something else.
Yeah.
But I just want to make a real quick point, going back to women setting the standards, changing their eating habit and their physical program. Business owners, managers, CEOs, what might have you, regardless of whether they're starting a new company or not, should think of it the same way, too. If they're into a fitness program and their eating habit is on point, their attitude's better, and therefore they'll have more energy, and their employees will see that. So, and that also could be an example to their employees, too. And if they're starting a new business, that's a plus, because that can help build the company faster, whereas if you're lack of exercise, not eating right, you're stressed and you're yelling and you're, you know, everybody stresses everybody out. So you should take it from that viewpoint as well.
And I guess really the one of the points you made earlier is that it really isn't related to just the dollar amount. A lot of this doesn't require a big investment of dollars. It does.
Not at all.
It does of attitude, maybe of information, and sort of the commitment, but not dollars. You don't. I'm sure that you're running into that kind of opposition that says, well, it'll cost me too much. And no, it really doesn't cost you too much.
No.
And on the total balance sheet, it may be saving a lot, including your life.
Exactly.
And it's an interesting proposition right now, because I'm at least seeing a lot more discussions about health and wellness, but they're disjointed. In many instances, there's an organization over here that's trying to do something, one over there, but I talked to someone yesterday about what's actually being provided for young kids in school. Not very much.
Not very much.
Not very much. And so what's happening is, if they get something, it's almost by accident. You
right.
say, well, you know, how did this kid learn about this or learn about that? The benefits of natural fresh fruit. There are a lot of kids don't have a clue. That is a difference between eating something that's processed versus just eating an apple.
Right.
You know? And that's an unfortunate thing, that we become so sophisticated that we don't even know what people in, quote, primitive societies know, which
right.
is that this stuff is good for you,
right.
the stuff that nature provides is good for you. Well, again, it's so pleasing for me to have had both of you here. Mr. Coleman, I'd like for you to, again, give information on your center and contact information.
Okay. Once again, I would love for you, anyone to come and join us over at iResolve. That's 449 East Main Street, right across from my Olive Church. If you need a phone number is 614-429-3183. If you can't reach it there, you can call at 614-260-7564. Again, please come and join us and help save your life.
Well, that's a pretty powerful message, and thank you for coming and appearing on the show today. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with you next time. Thank you for listening to Key Facts with Grady Pettigrew, Law and Business for Everyday Living.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network,
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.